Today on Gardening in a Minute, beach sunflower. Beach sunflower is a butterfly-attracting Florida native that's perfect for hot, dry sites, including coastal areas. It blooms almost year-round with 2-inch daisy-like flowers that have yellow petals and brown centers. A fun fact is that the flower heads always follow the sun throughout the day. Beach sunflower is a perennial plant that also reseeds, creating a larger clump over time. Many gardeners like to use it as a colorful and drought-resistant ground cover. Just be sure to leave it enough room to spread. Start your patch of beach sunflower either from seeds or cuttings, taking care to select a full sun location. Once established, beach sunflower is drought-tolerant and can get by with little or no irrigation. Plant this cheerful perennial in your garden today. For more information about beach sunflower and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, recycled utility mulch. Adding mulch to your garden beds can help retain moisture, ward off weeds, and keep your landscape looking polished. And in many communities, you can even get mulch for free. When utility companies trim trees near power lines, they often grind the cut branches into mulch and offer this at no charge to local residents. The mulch isn't treated in any way, so it may contain seeds that can sprout in your landscape later, requiring you to do some light weeding. Utility mulch may also be uneven in size and texture. Make it look nicer by applying what's sometimes called a mulch veneer. Just spread a layer of store-bought mulch over the free mulch, and you'll have a professional look at a fraction of the cost. For more information about recycled utility mulch and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, designing low-water use landscapes. Water is a precious resource that we all need. To conserve water, design your Florida-friendly landscape to thrive mainly on rainfall. Use the oasis approach, placing high-maintenance plants in areas with the most visual impact, like entranceways and patios. These areas of your landscape will need the most care. Group plants that have similar water needs together in the rest of your landscape. If you have an irrigation system, you can set individual zones for different water requirements. Use a 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch in your planting beds to help keep moisture in. Choose drought-tolerant plants and consider a drought-tolerant turf, such as Bahia. To help protect your environment, take the smart approach to landscaping and plan ahead to use less water. For more information about Florida-friendly practices and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, training vines. Vines tend to be fast growers, climbing ever upward in their quest to reach the sun. This can be a perk with taller structures like arbors, but on fences or trellises, vines can end up looking sparse at the base. Training your vines from day one can help fix this problem. For twining vines, weave the new shoots sideways through the sections of the fence or trellis and keep doing this as the vines grow. Once the vine reaches the top of the fence or trellis, start weaving the stems downward. For clinging vines that attach themselves to supports, you can pinch the tips of the new shoots to encourage the vine to branch out and get fuller. Spend a little time training your vines, and you'll end up with good coverage on your trellis or fence. For more information about training vines and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, trees and power lines. Tree limbs that touch power lines can create a serious hazard. If you live in a neighborhood that has above-ground power lines, you should always think carefully before planting trees. Whenever possible, avoid planting trees where they could possibly grow into the power lines. Opt for narrow, columnar trees that won't spread into the lines, or choose smaller trees that have a shorter, mature height so they won't ever reach the lines. For help selecting a tree that's suited for your area, talk to the folks at your county extension office. A few options include Chickasaw plum, two-winged silverbell, and golden trumpet tree. Proper planting now will keep you from having to do unnecessary pruning down the road, and it'll help keep you safe. For more information about trees and power lines and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.